Whitney Mercilus, Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson, and Xavier Suofilo were selected by fans as the winners of the Community Player of the Month awards presented by Whataburger this season. Each will receive a $4,000 check to the charity of their choice, and one player will win Whataburger Community Player of the Year and win an additional $4,000 to their charity. Mercilus, Jackson, and Suofilo signed autographs for fans this week at the Whataburger in Pearland on Tuesday evening.
Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network, in your neighborhood. In case of emergency, ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
We'll start from the lower part here. Obviously, got the playbook. I got this little timer for the morning. I sit in the sauna for 12 minutes every morning. Need that so I don't die. Got all my cleats. It's obviously a little bit messy here. Coming up, we got jersey. I got this little pink band here to stretch out my arm before practice. Still have my dress pants in here from last game. Probably should take them home and get them dry clean. Going in here, got a bunch of product and stuff to keep my looks the way they are. Protein shaker that's been sitting here for over 3 weeks now. It's probably got some kind of science project growing in it right now. Protein, obviously by my physique, doesn't really look like I take it much. Don't know what this is, got this. Just gonna keep it there. Bunch of fan mail from all my loyal fans and the shoulder pads. And that's pretty much it. That's in my locker.
Tom Savage's locker. Clearly, that was shot early. No knee braces or anything like that in the locker.
Yeah, sad. Kind of sad. But Tom's a good guy. He'll bounce back, of course. Now.
Uh-oh. Here
it
comes.
You know what it
Wait
is.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
It's time for Dear Drew with Dear Drew Doherty. I begged him to get some help.
Am I going to get any really good questions this week? It is decidedly so. Fernando Lee Villarreal has this. Does anybody else hate the Colts as much as they hated the Jazz in basketball? As a longtime Houston Rockets fan, I'm not going to speak for everybody here, but if I am in that camp and you are in that camp, I think there's some more people camping.
Camping's a tradition in my family. Hey, it was a tradition in everyone's family till we came up with the house.
All right, got a question from somebody named Loud Pipes Saves Lives, and I'm gonna bet that your mother, your father, or the orphanage did not really name you that. But Loud Pipes Saves Lives says this: Dear Drew, JJ Watt is the only defensive player in the running for MVP. My question is, what else does this man have to do to convince everyone that he is the MVP? Basically, I think a few more things have to happen for JJ to get the MVP. Texans have to go to the playoffs. It's a deal breaker if they don't go. JJ has to probably score 10 touchdowns, and JJ has to also get at least 20 to 25 sacks. I'm not saying that can't happen. I'm just saying some of those things would be tough to happen. Tina McKee, our good friend, has this. Hi, Drew. How come the hit on AJ wasn't considered targeting? Have a great day. You have a great day, too. The hit on Andre was illegal, and it was pretty rough, but it was not dirty, and it was not intentional. It was one of those bang-bang plays, and he was not definitely going for Andre's head. That was a good question, though, and because of that, Tina... Kathy Howard says, too foony. I think she meant funny, but she only put one N in there. That's all right. Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate that. Man, those were great questions. You know what? Next week, though, we're getting closer to Christmas. So Santa and one of his elves is going to come along and pass out some fun stuff just for you. No lumps of coal, just presents coming up on the next Dear Drew.
And Dear Drew is always presented by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today. But the holidays, they make great holiday gifts, by the way. The little
scratch-off
cards.
Is that what you got me, with some scratch-off cards?
No, I got you something much better. I'll show it to you next time.
Next time, because this time we are out of time, but be sure to tune in Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Texans Countdown Live, as we are counting you down to, hopefully,
a win over the Ravens.
Have a great weekend, everyone.